If you put this into the perspective of consuming, it's like God sets out a table for us. And one of the things that we always have at the center of the connection is the table, the reminder of who Jesus is, of what it means to follow after Jesus, of what he wants to give to us, to pour into us. It reorients us, reminds us of what our lives are to look like if we follow after Christ. The problem is, I think, at least for me, is that in our culture, there's also another table set for us. Things that we are invited to partake in, things that sometimes even seem good on the outside. We are constantly being offered things, though, that aren't healthy, that don't actually bring life. And so it seems that the distinction between these two tables sometimes blurs. That sometimes we, in the way we live and the choices we make, allow these two tables to merge. And that we begin partaking of things that move us away from health. That at a spiritual level, we partake in and take in things that are vile, that are gross to us, even poisonous. And so there's an element in which, in understanding the table and understanding what it means to follow after Jesus, what it means to take him in as the bread of life, we need to look inward, to confess our sins. And so I'm going to read a couple scriptures about confession, and then we'll have a time of silence in which you'll be invited to speak to God in your own way, to look inward and to ask God, invite him in. And then from there we'll move into our time of response, which is centered around the table. And in the moment that you feel like you'd like to come forward, our tradition is we come and we break off a piece of the bread, we dip it in the juice. There's hand sanitizer at the front and the back. And the bread is gluten-free and lactose-free, nut-free, so it's really a loaf for all of us. And as you come forward, you are reminded of who Jesus is. We take Jesus in. But it's not just a cognitive remembering. In the same way that Jesus invited people to follow, the follow was an activity. And so when we think about fasting, when we think about prayer, when we think about our neighbor, these aren't things that are to be done kind of off on their own, a little thing here, a little thing there. They're actually designed to become a holistic way of living. They shape and they make us more like who Christ is. They unlock what we are meant to be as his creation. But then there's always that problem of sin, of the things that we bump into, the things that prevent us from connecting fully with our Creator, which is why Jesus came, to allow that relationship to be restored, to be repaired. And so at the table we find these things, restoration, hope, life. And then as we move away from the table, we're reminded that we are to become those things to others, to those that we come in contact with. So I'd like to read two bits of scripture, one from Ezekiel and one from Psalm 51, and then we'll let that guide us as we move towards the table.